Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Time to give out shovels, Ed Norris. Who gets your shovel this morning?
A local Baltimore group of bikers. Not the ones we talked about earlier. The dirt bikers that terrorized downtown. I'm talking about the
pedal bikers.
Yeah, the ones that terrorized Baltimore County. Look, we've talked about them in the past. There's got to be a better way of doing this than the way they're doing it. There's got to be a place to go. They're riding now like two to four abreast in the traffic lanes on Falls Road. Mm. And now cars are like having to slow down behind them. So eventually they'll move over. Usually they, you know, they will after a while. But still, it's dangerous, and you don't want to get too close to them. You're afraid you're going to knock one of them over, you know, and get involved in all kinds of things you don't want to. It's like, I don't get it, man. I don't. It just, it's been a problem for years because, first of all, Falls Road is windy. It's hilly. You come up to the top of a hill, you can't pass because you can't see what's coming on the other side.
Right.
You go around a curve, you can't pass because you don't know what's coming around the other side. And if you do, you're going to end up in a head-on collision something. It's really a dangerous, dangerous situation. I don't know what else to say except, why? Why are you guys doing this? Like,
the other places to ride your bike, man.
Seem like that's there's a lot it. Of other places, man. They really
I always
are.
Say, we don't ride cars on bike paths. You shouldn't ride bikes on car paths.
Yes.
That's simple.
And obey the traffic. If you want to be involved, yeah.
Listen, Ed, when I go on the road, I always leave stuff at home. But two things I always have an abundance of. I always pack more socks than I need and more underwear than I need because mm-hmm. you never know when you have to change those things in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I give myself the shovel for yesterday, Joe, because I was doing national television in a suit commando. I didn't take enough underwear.
Oh, really?
I went. Two things you don't want to go commando in. Jeans, because it'll rub you raw.
Yeah.
And suits, because it becomes a weapon because you're slapping yourself because it fits so loose.
Yeah.
Commando. It was hot out there, and that makes it even worse. It was bad. I had plenty of socks. Yeah. I was pair of underwear shy of having enough. I don't know how I did that. If I'm there for 7 days, I take 10 pair of underwear, normally. 7 days, 10 pair of socks, normally. I had plenty of socks. I was one pair of underwear shy of having enough. So I went commando yesterday in a suit.
I've had to do that. I don't like that at all.
It's not comfortable.
Uh-uh.
It's not comfortable at all. Let's go to Cockeysville and get Buffalo Zoe. What's up, Buffalo Zoe?
Hey, man. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
first of all, you going commando. That shit is hilarious. Excuse my French, but it's hilarious. You should have wore some swim trunks. And
Did you say a word, but hilarious? What?
I hit it.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on, dude. Y'all, why do you guys, you can't say the SH word. You can't say it. Don't be stupid. It was funny at first. It's not funny anymore.
It's twice in an hour. Yeah.
You can't say that word. This is radio. It's not XM. You say the words that we say. Remember that time we said that word?
Yes.
No, you don't remember that time we said that word because we've never said it before. You can't say that word. Jeez, man.
Yeah.
Follow the leader. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this manic Monday in Baltimore. What's the temperature, Ed?
It's going to be a heat index of 110.
110.
Yeah.
Why am I smiling?
I have no idea. That's out of your mind. That's too hot.
87 now. It's supposed to be, well, according to my iPhone, at 5 o'clock, it's supposed to be 98.
Oh.
But the heat index, like you said. Yeah.
Well over 100. It's just dangerous for a lot of people.
It is.
It is. I mean, it's just a lot of, especially the elderly. It's like real tough on them.
So if you know someone from the elderly portion of our community who doesn't have air and you're close enough with them, go scoop them up.
Yep.
Take them home. If you're close enough with them, like family members, close friends, scoop them up, take them home, make sure they're taken care of. I got plenty of air. So if I got an elderly family member that needs it, come see me. 410-583-1057. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side, the Orioles lost two catchers in one series. We don't know the situation right now with Maverick Hanley, but didn't look good yesterday. Is Sam Basayo on the short list to come up from AAA Norfolk, or is it too soon? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
My point of view, just as a long-term development guy, what I would love to see is him absolutely knock the door down. I don't think you take a guy like Sammy Basayo and you bring him to the big leagues just because there's a need. I think you bring a Sammy Basayo to the big leagues when he's destroyed AAA in all facets of the game. His at-bats, his defense, everything. So when he destroys AAA and he knocks the door down, to me, then he becomes part of the conversation. I don't personally think you bring a guy to the big leagues with that type of profile until that happens.
You know, we talked to Ryan Ripken shortly after we did this segment earlier. By the way, that was Orioles skipper Tony Mancino. We talked to Ryan Ripken. He said the exact same thing that we talked about. In fact, that number one, he's not catching a lot. That's number one. He's not catching a lot. Number two, this is not a player that you say, hey, we got a need. Let's bring you up. He's a franchise type player. You bring those guys up when they're ready. This is not Kyle Stowers. I mean, it's not him. Mm-hmm. This is Sam Bassayo. You bring this guy up when this guy's ready. And I'm okay with that, Ed.
I am too. You know, because it's you got to look at the long game here. You can't just look at, like, you know, because you have a need, you're going to bring somebody up prematurely. And what I've heard from everyone we've spoken to today, including yourself, and, you know, two of our baseball guests, all said he's not caught enough. So if he's not caught enough, then it's not time.
Yeah, you're going to bring him up to play what? You're going to still need a catcher. Yeah,
right.
And I'm not saying he's not ready, but there was an injury this year. He's still coming back. I mean, again, you know, this is not Joey Ortiz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a franchise player. This is not a guy that you're not sure about. This is a guy that you put along the lines of Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, Colton Cowser, Jordan Westberg. He's along that grade of players. So you wait until he's ready and you bring him up. Grayson Rodriguez. I know Grayson Rodriguez has been hurt. But again, you waited till he was ready. You didn't, we got an injury in the rotation, so we're going to bring him up. That wasn't why he came up.
Yeah.
He came up because he was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make a way. You'll make a place on the roster when those guys come up. We got a roster spot available. Let's bring him up. No. We'll make a place on the roster. Let's bring him up. And if they decide that they want to bring him up right now, it's because they decided that he was ready. They've been right more often than not on when to bring guys up.
They have.
So I got to trust them, Ed.
Yeah. No, they have. And you do have to trust them because, you know, they've had such a good track record until they show you otherwise. You have to assume they know exactly what they're doing, and you've got to just, you know, you be guided accordingly. I mean, there's no reason to believe that they don't know, since they've gotten everything else right. They've only one player didn't appear ready, and that was Jackson Holliday.
And I still believe that they let fan pressure get to them on that one.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If not, you know, if Maverick Hanley's going to be out for a while, and they have to reach deep into their, you know, Trump was up before. He may come back up. It doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. I like Hanley. I like the way he handles pitchers. I like his presence in the clubhouse. He's a good guy. But when it comes time to productivity and what they bring to the table, it's not, you know, Hanley, he's your third catcher right now in the organization.
Yeah.
So you had to go get your fourth. Okay. I'm cool with that. You got, you know, a veteran presence back there in Gary Sanchez. And your Gary Sanchez is not a great defensive catcher. I know that.
He's not.
But Gary Sanchez came in and kept a heck of a game going in terms of the pitches that he caught behind the plate. Bullpen came lack of execution. Mm-hmm. But for you,
yeah,
not
absolutely.
Not to be involved in the meetings on your starting pitcher and Dean Kramer, and then you rush into the game to catch for him, and you pick right up where the guy in front of you did, that's pretty good. That's a veteran presence. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. But the knock at him has always been his defense is not great.
No, it's not.
It's not. So.
They don't have a lot of great defensive catchers who can also hit.
No, yes. It's funny because we value offense so much. I think they kind of neglect it a bit. But it's such, I'm with Bordy. I think it's the most important position player on the team.
What position did you play?
That's not important.
I'm just curious. I'm asking for a friend. Yeah, he texted me just now. I said, what position did Ed play?
I was a catcher.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Mr. Gary Carter himself. What number did you wear?
8.
Yeah. Mr. Gary Carter himself.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. By the way, Gary Carter was an absolute beast.
Absolutely, he was.
He was a stud. Yep. That guy when he became a Met, they had a lot of moving pieces, a lot of talent. But when he became a Met, it was like he was the glue. He just brought it all together. Yeah. And they said, you heard the stories of Keith Hernandez said how he was like Mr. Clean Cut.
Yes.
Christian guy in the clubhouse. At first, they didn't know how to take him. And then all of a sudden, they're like, you know what? Screw that. He can play. He's good.
Yes. Well, especially
he can flat out play.
You know, if you think about that team, he was on the team that won the World Series with the Mets in 86.
Right.
That was like a pirate ship.
It was.
It was bad. The title of the book is When the Bad Guys Won. I mean, he did not fit that. He was like the clean cut guy, you know, kind of straight laced.
Sort of like me on this show.
Yeah, exactly like you. Yeah. That's what I think of.
Me and Gary Carter, you know, the clean cut one.
Absolutely.
Straight down the middle.
Yep.
Yeah. The goody two shoe of the show. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Is it time to bring Sam Bassayo up? Is the down the time? Are you willing to bring him up because there's a need, or do you want to wait until he's ready? Some of you may look at his numbers right now and say, Rob, come on, man. How can he be more ready than he is right now with his ridiculous OPS, 15 home runs? What more do you need him to do? We want to hear from you. Yeah. I'm not going to debate with you. It's your decision. Sam Bassayo, you need a catcher, maybe. Or not. Maybe you just don't need a catcher. You make a roster spot for him because this team needs to get over the hump offensively. This team needs a spark. This team is not completely out of the playoff race, and they need something. And he's the guy that can make it happen. You might believe that. Give us a call, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Coming up on 9:30 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Man, this show is moving along.
It is.
I said that out loud.
It's so funny. I just looked at me. I was like, wow.
You just asked, what are we doing again? Because you probably didn't know where we were on the show.
I didn't.
I only know it
then
because.
Then I looked, I saw a blank space. I'm like, we're there?
I only know that's what you were thinking because that's what I was thinking, too. The show is gone. Wow. Sam Bassayo, is it time right now? For those of you who are unfamiliar, as Jeremy Conway said, with his skills, this year, Sam Bassayo's numbers go a little like this. He is batting 271, 15 home runs, 34 RBI. He has an on-base percentage ahead of 378.
Yeah.
His slugging is 590, which means his OPS is 968.
Yeah.
Offensively, he is ready. And if you look at entire minor league career in 373 games, he bats 284 with 65 home runs, 236 RBI, on-base percentage of 365, so it's still impressive. A slugging of 491, so it's still impressive. And an OPS of 856, still impressive. Is he ready, or does he need a little bit more seasoning? Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well, man.
All right. It's like a rock and a hard place. I'd love to see him up here, but, I mean, in the long run, I think it's best not to, you know, to bring him up until he's really, really ready. But, I mean, just to see him up here just for a little bit, I mean, I would love to. And Rob, I saw Kendrick Lamar last week at the former FedEx Field, man. And, yeah, that was an awesome show. I was trying to get in last week.
Will you rank it in the top hip-hop shows of all time?
It's in my top five.
It is. I kept telling everybody, dude. He and SZA put on a tremendous show. It's not just a concert. It's a show.
It was awesome, man.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it, man. 410-583-1057 is the number. He go out with to see Kendrick Lamar and SZA. Great show, man. Telling you. Let's go to Ron in Bel Air. What's up, Ron?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How we doing?
Doing well. Right. How are you?
Good. So my thought process is this, right? Adley has struggled a little bit this year. Okay, you bring this guy up. What if this guy lights the world on fire? What if this guy all this, and I'm not saying he's going to, but what if this guy lights the world on fire? What if he goes crazy? What do you do then? Then you've got a catcher who's struggled all year, right? Who is starting to get better
I was going to say, I don't know if he struggled all year. He struggled at the beginning of the year. As Adley turned it around, the Orioles have turned it around. So I hear what you're saying, but I don't think Adley has struggled all year.
Okay,
yeah.
So, and then just hypothetically, right, say he comes up here, lights the world on fire. then you're really in a spot. You know what I mean?
Like, let me give you an example of something. Wait a minute. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Adley Rutschman has had a hit in 12 of his last 14 games. Now, let me answer your question, because yesterday before the game, I had a chance to talk to Joe Girardi. And one of the things that he was saying was he has Paul Goldschmidt, Trent Gresham, Ben Rice, Austin Wells, Jason Dominguez, who else was in that mix? J.C. Ascaro. He has to find all those guys. And also Giancarlo Stanton. Seven players that he has to find playing time for. Seven that he got to figure out, because the rest of those guys are automatically in the lineup. You know what I mean? You got, you know, every day. Also Bellinger. No, not it wasn't Grisham. It was Bellinger. Seven guys. Because Grisham is in there every day. Aaron Judge is in there every day. Volpe's in there every day. Who am I missing? Who's the third baseman? Who's the third baseman? Anyway, he's got guys in there every day. Now, with that problem, where are the Yankees right now, Ron?
First place, man.
Okay.
First place.
Okay. You know why? Because they have those problems. That's why they're in first place.
That's a very fair point.
So if the Orioles have those problems, then they may be a better team than they are right now. Those are problems you want. Those are first world problems. I have more players than positions.
Better too many than too few. So I'm very happy to have those guys.
You know what I mean? I got problems. You don't have problems. Yeah. You got solutions. You have more solutions than you need. You don't have more problems.
Yes.
Problems is, man, I got 9 positions. I only got 3 players. That's a problem. By the way, we asked this question on Twitter. Dan said, should be. Should it be? Yes. Will it be? No. Thought about now's the time for Basayo. He said it should be, but he doesn't believe it is. Jay, I think it's Jay, said yes. And he also says time for a new hitting coach and a new GM. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Tom said, let's see what he has. Luke says yes. Rashawn chimed in on Facebook and says, no, why call him up and start the clock on him when this could be a lost season? It's not a lost season. Basayo can pitch. Bring him up, according to Harvey. Oh, that's funny. A little bit earlier, I gave a shovel to myself, and Ed has been waiting patiently for like 26 minutes on Towson wanting to weigh in on that. What's up, Ed?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Look, and this will be right in old Pootie Tang Norris. This will be right in his wheelhouse right here. Okay. I was an athletic director in a school. This is another reason not to go commando. I was an athletic director, and I taught a bunch of classes and stuff like that. So I could go roll up in there in basketball shorts and sweatpants. Keyword, sweatpants and basketball shorts. And we were all like 25, 26. You know, the teachers too. So we would talk junk to each other. We'd go out. We worked hard and we played hard. So, Ed, you know where I'm going with this. So one day I'm talking to a teacher and we talking about what we're going to do tonight. Da, 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 da. And another teacher comes up to me and she looks down and she's like, Ed, I don't mean no harm. You're my man. But you need to look before you leap. And what she meant is I had sweatpants on. I had basketball shorts on. And I'm, you with me, Ed? Batter up?
Yeah.
Man, what you wearing hip huggers for?
No, I mean, I ain't no endowed man. But
say you wearing hip huggers.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I'm just saying, y'all, man, you wearing John Stockton shorts.
Okay. You got me, Rob. You got me. Go ahead, brother. I'll see y'all later, man.
All right. We wearing John Stockton shorts for it.
Those were some shorts in the NBA then. Anyway.
Thank God for Michael Jordan. Hey, you got some text on the Basayo situation?
Yeah, we got who are you going to promote that is going to help the team win more than Samuel Basayo right now? Or does protecting prospects supersede winning?
You know what I would love? If you're still listening, Texter, what do you mean by protecting prospects? Are you talking about what Rashawn talked about, the clock? Because you've already saved that. You can bring him up now and not burn a year. It's mid to late June now. It's late June now. You can bring him up. So does he mean protect him in terms of worried about whether he's ready or protecting him on that clock? Because that clock right now is not an issue. You're good now.
The majority of this fan base was about to riot when Jackson Holliday didn't make the big league club out of spring training when he was 20. Basayo was also 20. What's the difference now when the O's actually need a catcher when they didn't need Holliday at second base?
Maybe you learned from Jackson Holliday at 20, Ed. Maybe that's the difference. Maybe you brought Jackson Holliday up, realized that he wasn't ready despite the numbers that he had because, like Sam Basayo, he didn't have a lot of minor league gains. Maybe no, that's what it is. Maybe you realize you made a mistake.
Yeah, and maybe they did learn from that because, you know, that was he clearly wasn't ready. And now if Basayo doesn't have defense, you heard Bordy say if your defense isn't major league ready, you get exposed really quickly. And maybe that's the reason. So don't do it. They'll just still pick somebody else up as a stopgap.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I don't want to. It's not even about right now. That clock thing is, it's almost July. The clock thing is not an issue. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm all about is the guy truly ready? If you look at Jackson Holliday's numbers, what was it, 24? You know, similar. He only had 10 home runs, but he batted 271, OPS over 900. But he wasn't ready when he came up.
No, he wasn't. He definitely wasn't. He was overmatched. But that's only, you know, a year removed. And look at him now. So
410-583-1057, that's the number. I'm not going to make the guy wait to the end of the show. We got some time to burn. Sean wants to give a late shovel. Sean in Baltimore. Sean, who did you want to give a late shovel to?
What's up, fellas? I want to give a late shovel to Jim Jones from Dipset.
From where?
From Dipset.
Okay, why?
I hope he's listening. Now, Jimmy, I'm a fan of you, man. But come on, Jimmy. Like, I came up in your generation. But you going to say you way better than Nas? Come on. Cut the crap, Jimmy, man.
When did
cut
he say that? Crap. When did he say that?
It's been going on all weekend, Rob. This man talking about Nas ain't better than him. Nas don't got nothing on. Come on. And then he say he was a fan of him. He's starting to sound like a YN as old as he is. Come on, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm with you on that shovel, man. I'm with you on that shovel. Damn. I didn't hear that because I've been, you know, I've been out of touch. But, yeah, better than Nas? Why is it that only rappers do that?
I just going to say, what is it with that?
Country music artists don't say I'm better than somebody.
Yeah. Classic rock never really
never,
did.
No. But rappers.
Rappers, it's constant.
They go at one another. Yeah. I think because rap was kind of came up as a battle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You came up, you battling one another, the very nature of it. I guess so that goes along with the territory. But yeah, I'm okay when you guys don't do that. Just do what you do. Let us decide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We love you all. We do. And, you know, if haven't we learned from Drake?
Right.
God's career. You better go back to making love music, man. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. See.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
CJ in Baltimore wants to chime in. What's up, CJ?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Not much, man. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, man. Kevin Durant, you know, top 75 all time, first ballot Hall of Famer. No, you can't take anything away from that.
Nothing.
The championships, now, granted, you got to get there. It's a long season. You have to get there in the first place, so I salute to him. But you on there with Curry, You can't play one on one. Like, you can't.
Anyway, happens.
I like sugar. I like honey. I like iced tea. You just can't put them all together and say it on air.
No.
You can't say it, Ed.
Nope.
Come on, man.
1 hour later.
Let's go to Cockeysville and get Buffalo Zoe. What's up, Buffalo Zoe?
Hey, man. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
First of all, you going commando. That is hilarious. Excuse my French, but it's hilarious.
I hear that.
Oh, come on, dude. Y'all, why do you guys, you can't say the SH word. You can't say it. Don't be stupid. It was funny at first. It's not funny anymore.
It's twice in an hour. Yeah.
You can't say that word. And that's the encore for the day, Ed.
You can't say that word. Encore brought to you by Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. As I tell you every day, check out Lion's Den. Put a little spark in your relationship. Because if you don't do it, UPS guy will be shopping there. He'll take care of it. Get in there.
Literally. Get in there. By the way, Zoe, when you follow it up with excuse my French,
yes,
you're admitting your guilt in this situation. And excuse my French came too quickly after you said it, so you already had that plan, man. What's wrong with you, Zoe? Come on, man. I thought you were the smartest Buffalo Bills fan I knew, because the rest of you ain't that smart. But now you start to show signs, you know, maybe it's in the water. You're smarter than that, man. Be better.
Yes, be better.
What you watching on TV tonight? Are you streaming anything right now? Oh, I'm sorry. Are you binge watching anything right now?
Not really. No. It's just been sports lately.
I'm catching up on the Irish Mafia show.
Oh, that's good. Mobland?
Yeah, I'm catching up on that.
That's good.
Didn't get a chance to watch it too much last week. I was on the go.
The last show I streamed, binge watched.
I said it earlier. I'll say it again because somebody, you know, may correct me on this, but I'm a big fan of the Shy. I've been the fastest day one. I'm a day one guy on the Shy. But this thing has jumped the shark, man. I mean, it's like where you guys going? I don't understand where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Happens.
50 putting all of y'all out of business. 50 going to put all the black shows out of business. Because what he's doing right now is BMF is cool. All this power series, cool.
Yes.
50 hitting home runs left and right. He can't throw out a first pitch like me, but he's hitting home runs. He's putting all y'all out of business.
Yeah.
Because right now, the Shy has jumped the shark, man. I am not happy with the direction of that show. It's just too much going on. Guy coming back. Listen, this is when you know you're in trouble. A guy that we thought was dead is now back. This ain't All My Children. It's not, not Days of Our Lives, man. Yeah,
Dr. Drake Ramore.
Exactly. You can't kill a character off. When you kill a character off and bring them back, that to me is a sign of desperation.
Yeah, 100%.
We don't know where else to go. Did you see me get buried?
Right.
Man, come on, dude.
That is so corny. I hate that.
You see me get buried.
I hate that premise. It's so ridiculous.
Someone, my buddy Patrick told me Friends and Neighbors. Didn't I see that? Is Friends and Neighbors, is that the one with John Hamm? Joe, Friends and Neighbors? I think that's the one with John Hamm.
Not me, I don't know.
If so, I saw that already. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Joe confirmed, so I did see that one. I saw that one. Ed Norris, what did you learn today?
Oh, I was talking about catchers a little bit. You raised it. Just, you know, I've played that position. I love, I just always favored catchers. I know Gary Carter died at 57.
Mm-hmm.
I know he died young, but man, I thought he was in 60. 57, he had multiple brain tumors and died of cancer. What a sin. I love that guy. And I didn't realize James McCann was available. I had no idea. We had this catcher. No. The Braves just picked him up on St. Patrick's Day this year. And apparently he's slated to sign with the D-backs right now. So they picked him up. So we ain't getting them.
We ain't getting them.
We could use them right now.
We ain't getting them. Couple of national days today. Today is National Hydration Day. It's especially good for today because it's going to be a heat index of 100 degrees plus. So the National Hydration Day.
I got my water bottle today.
Drink lots of water. No, water's in beer, Rob. I know that, but drink water by itself too. The day is also National Detroit Style Pizza Day. Not my favorite.
Not mine either. Don't use cheddar cheese on pizza like that whole.
Well, that's a problem too, but I don't like thick crust.
I don't either.
Sauce and cheese makes the pizza. Less is more when it comes to dough.
It's like Chicago. I don't know how people eat that nonsense. It's like a loaf of bread.
Yeah. It's like a what?
Loaf of bread.
Yeah, it's not how you said it before.
What I say?
It's like a loaf of bread. And then you'll say Stunata next. It's like a loaf of bread, Stunata. couple of birthdays in sports today would have been Wilma Rudolph's birthday.
Wilma Rudolph.
Yeah, man. Today is who is this? Colin Montgomery. Turns 62 today. Robert Brooks turns 55, former NFL wide receiver. And today would have been the late, great Art Modell's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes, it would have.
That man treated me so well. He really did.
Matt Light and LaDainian Tomlinson share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Tomlinson.
Tomlinson? Ed Norris.
LT's one of my favorites. I go with LaDainian.
LaDainian? Both of you say LaDainian? Today, LaDainian Tomlinson turns 46. Matt Light turns 47.
All right. It was close.
Ah, black don't crack. Orioles tonight, 7 o'clock start, 6:30.
It was funny, but I just over the cup. Kent Singleton's 78. It looks like he's 55 years old, by the way.
Looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Looks good. Yeah, black don't crack. I hope I'm in that category.
Damn.
When I get older. I was all wrong also. Today, Orioles start at 6:35. Oh, I'm sorry. Right. It's 6:35 weekday game. They still hadn't moved it back for the summer yet. So that's 6 o'clock. O's Extra on Masson. Melanie Newman will be on tonight. Patrick Corbin on the mound for the Rangers. And Trevor Rogers on the mound trying to bounce back from. He had a great start in Tampa. And then the wheels fell off quickly. Very quickly. He's trying to bounce back tonight. Orioles trying to get back in the win column. They won game one in New York. Lost the final two, got blown out on Saturday, and lost the lead late in the eighth inning on Sunday. So they're trying to turn this thing back around. They were playing well overall over the last 3 weeks or so. I hope they pick up. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Manic Monday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.